Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Get it!
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Coming live from Atlanta.
Monstrous Radio.
So that's what's up. What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight is the only night where we allow you to call up and promote whatever it is you do. And we won't send your ass a bill. You feel me? We don't care if you're an author, you babysit on the weekend, whatever it is you do. Tonight's the night, 424-243-9649. Call and promote what you do, your events, your album, your mixtape, your cookies, your milk and cookies. It don't really matter. But hey, let me go over here and check in with one of our monsters right quick, coming in from Atlanta, Georgia. Get it live. We got Jazzy B in the building. What's good, mama? Hello.
Hey, 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 what's up, folks? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, that's what's up. You know how I'm doing. I'm monstrous. You dig? I just try to be. It don't happen every day. Not every day. But today, it's going down. It's going down. So, before we get into our music, we got things coming up other than, just letting people talk and promote what you got going on, the events. I'm going to tell you about some events Monstrous Radio Live has going on. Pretty much Elite Sway Management, they got like double dates coming up. I think they got two events that they got people putting on. I think there's one in ATL and one here in the Twin Cities. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. But do we got some entertainment news, also known as who's fucking who and who's getting back?
We got some entertainment news. We do.
Okay.
One of the stories in the news is Bootsy speaks on homosexual activities he witnessed while being locked up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Tupac's photographer is suing Forever 21 and Urban Outfitters for a couple of million dollars.
Okay. Oops. Okay.
And then the next story is,
mm-hmm.
Hold on, my phone up slowly but surely. The next story is snippets of Kevin Durant's rap song Kevin Durant and LeBron James recorded, released in 2011.
Wait, what? We got to get that. Okay, we definitely got to get that. So, all right, that's some of our entertainment news. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat on Clean Radio? You dig? So, all right, let me go, Jazzy. We got another Monstar over here. They about to kick in the back door. You dig? I heard them banging. You dig? I hear a boom, boom, boom like the police. It is what it is. Let's check it in with Miss Unbelievable. Kicking it in like a grown-ass man. Hello. How you doing tonight, mama?
Hello. Hello. Hey, Jazzy. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. No complaints. No complaints.
Mm-hmm. Y'all in the monstrous lady moment. Y'all in them lady moments. How y'all doing, brother? It's all right. Y'all don't get all that funky when y'all talk to me. It's just like, hey, what up, E? What's going on? it is what it is. I'm in my feelings. I got me feeling some kind of way. But no, yeah, welcome to the show. We're about to get ready to slap in some music right quick. But is there some stuff that you might want to talk about tonight on Takeover Tuesday? I know you know about some events. You know all the events here. I know you know about some events. But you got some entertainment news or something you might have heard? I mean, we just bring it up. We don't talk about it. We're just bringing things up.
No, I haven't heard nothing lately because, you know, it's all been just finishing school for me, you know, with the students at my school. So I haven't been able to get into no international news or no. Well, I have sports news. Hey, Golden State's 2-0. That's important to me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's about it. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what? I'm just going to let it ride. We're going to get into some music. We're going to talk about that, though. We're going to talk about the game a little bit. We're going to talk about kids getting out of school. That's something we could talk about. You know what I mean? What's some things people can do to occupy their kids while they're out of school? Don't let them motherfuckers be out and about. You dig? Police going to pick their ass up sooner or later. I got picked up all the time with nothing to do. You dig? We're going to get into some music. We're going to come back, Takeover Tuesday. You got something you want to talk about and you want to take over the show, you better be monstrous or I'm going to hit you with the garbage can and Jazzy going to step on your pinky toe. You dig? So, all right, check it out. This right here is, let me see. Matter of fact, let's do this indie artist right here. This right here is some hot-ass hip-hop music. This right here is a two-seater. It's called Hustle Hustle, Keep On Coasting, Monstrous Radio Live. This is how we do it. Now, this right here is real.
Hip-hop. Hustle, hustle. I was always taught, man. Hustle music. Hustle music. We live, y'all. Take over Tuesday. Hustle, hustle. Yeah. I went from nothing to something, seeing my dreams come true. Money right, top gone. With a red bitch, mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. That shit'll make you wonder. I remember being broke, catching the 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine, but the 23 Dallas had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we were snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life that real, I could give you 100 lines. You probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong. This fast life's all I know. This fast life's all I know.
I never changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets by what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gon' hustle long,
lights to get you, a dick you, and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny, but trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I wanna do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bros about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why you calls get screened and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking,
keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle hard, then I'm gonna hustle strong. This fast life's all I know. This fast life's all I know.
Take over Tuesday. Get me in my hustle, hustle with Two Seater. Now check it out. Hey, see that we doing some hip hop. Let me get into the lady of the night. She's from Seattle. I met her in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Gifted Dab. It's called How You Feeling. How You Doing, Norbit? Take over Tuesday. Online radio with Rock.
I'm in my red fox, feeling like red fox on the corner like a red box while the feds watch. Fuck em, I ain't tripping, I'm ducking them lanes, switching, I'm puffing on gray day with my chickens and main bitches. They down for plucking, you got the ducats, well then they fucking. I'm nothing compared to you niggas, nobody scared of you niggas. I don't even see you, I'm not even aware of you niggas. Don't even breathe around me, I won't share my air with you niggas. You niggas speak about me like you wanna marry a nigga. Well, if you like it, put a ring on it. Vega tossed me the beat and I did my thing on it. I be bossing these niggas, got a degree on it. Anybody can get it and they be mad at me, cause I don't give a fuck about your nationality or your anatomy, or where you're gonna go or where you gotta be. Keep trying me, you're gonna see another side of me. These bitches mad cause they nigga wanna say hi to me. Why you mad, bitch? I'm a hot commodity. Girl, bye, I'm on Space Odyssey. Too hot, too fly, smooth as I wanna be. Too wise, new guys, choose wise. You don't wanna lose twice. You don't wanna be that nigga acting like it's shoe size. Who's nice? That's me. Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Iceberg, Icy. Too cold, might be.
I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning. Nigga, how you feeling? I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning. Nigga, how you feeling? Feeling. How you feel, nigga? Tell me how you feel. How you feel, nigga? Tell me how you feel.
Oops. Did I do that? I'm tripping off that Urkel. I got hella more purple stash deep inside my Herschel. You could call me a commercial cause I'm pitching you the product. If I'm lying, then I'm dying. You can find me in your wallet, nigga. Trying to get it to the game, boy. I will play your little games. I'm not a damn toy. You're trying to paint me out to be a clown, but I'm no fucking killjoy. But I keep your joy and whoop your ass like Bruce Leroy. I destroy anything that's stopping me in my path. Started from the bottom like a mineshaft. Never say sorry, only say my bad. Old school nigga, play Atari fucking iPad. No new niggas in my crew and that's my swag. What a Vega, playing Sega, super cosmic, ultra mega, making paper, make a nigga turn up like a rutabaga. I be all in, my nigga on one, well, I be on 10, because
I'm the motherfucking woman, I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? I'm the motherfucking woman, I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? Feeling.
Monsters Radio Live, take over Tuesday. Oh yeah, you know how we do it. So I'm gonna bring it back with the Monsters, Jazzy B, and Miss Unbelievable. Like I said, if you're bad enough to come in here and take over the show, don't you call in and tell me, excuse me, you monster. Excuse me, Jazzy B. Excuse me, Miss Unbelievable. Can I take over your show? We gonna hang up on your ass monstrously. Like I said, don't you call in here and make me hit you with the garbage can. Jazzy gonna stomp on your pinky toe, and Miss Unbelievable gonna be taking shots at you from the back, like in Harlem Nights. You remember when they was like, tap, 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 pow. That was, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know the one where we had to tell her, don't you shoot that little motherfucker no more. That's Miss Unbelievable. So, hey, when you come to the team, you better come correct. 424-243-9649. So, all right, y'all. So, let's go ahead and get this syndicated show going. So, I guess we got to do our Monstrous Radio weather reports. Let's tell people where everybody where you guys are at, and then we'll go ahead and jump into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Because, man, there are some crazy topics tonight, and I want to talk. So, Jazzy, why don't you tell the people where you at right now and what's the weather like? Hello.
I am in ATL, and the weather is beautiful, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. It's unbelievable. Where are you at? What's the weather like? Hello.
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, North Side, and it's 80 degrees. Yes.
Ooh, 80 degrees, 915. All right, that's what's up. It's kind of sound like it's really summer. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this entertainment news. So, all right, Jazzy, what's the scoop on this? Let's, I don't know if we should save that part for last. I'll just let you go ahead, run it. Do what you want to do, but I've got to hear this thing about Boosie. I don't know if you want to talk about it first, in the middle, or last. But, okay. Just do your thing.
All right. Boosie speaks on homosexual activity he witnessed while locked up in prison. It says, Boosie took to his personal Instagram account and let his fans know he's seen some weird stuff while being locked up. Bootsy spoke on where he saw one prisoner riding another prisoner in reverse.
Get it.
Bootsy said seeing this let him know he needed to go home and get out of prison. Check the video below. Oh, he talking for real. It's a video, y'all. He actually
telling about
going
it.
Into...
Wow.
Yeah. The video is on Instagram. If you want to check out the video, you can go at KAKDMIKS. That's where you can find this post.
Okay. If you can, try to post it in the Monsters Radio group on Facebook.
All right.
Now, people, if you're on Facebook, remember, you can go to the group. You can connect with the artist a little more. They post their actual videos. You can comment with them, get free music and all that type of stuff. But just know, when you get there is a filter at our door. Get it? You can't just come in our house. No, we got a screen, though, that filter everything. We keep out the spammers and all that other bullshit, so you have to request to be in the group. As long as you legit get in, you don't send us a request and ain't no Facebook pic, or you just signed up yesterday, you might want to wait about 2 years and get you some friends, because we going to filter your ass out. So, yeah, so when you can connect with all the things that we talk about in our group on monstersradio.com and all of our networks. All you got to do is send a request, and we'll let you in. Get it? So, damn. Seeing that we were going to talk about, you know, coming up a little later about things you can do with your kids over the summer, that's one thing you might want to know. You might want to let them watch that Boosie video. Get it? I'm just saying, because as bad as it sounds, let's put it like this. And this is just not this place, but I'm making a funny reference, but it is what it is. Most people say, when you're in New York, where are they sending you? As soon as they say thank or basically they fucking in jail like it's a motherfucking club. It is what it is. Most people be like, No, you gotta understand what's going on in jail. And jail is a whole nother world, bruh. It's a whole nother world. And you'll get there and be like, no, this ain't nothing like the movie. No. There's a couple movies that's like that, but no. So, you know, maybe there's some things could curb some kids from doing crime. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I don't know. That's how, I got my kid not to be in a gang. I showed him what was that movie, the one with Puppet and all that. What was that, American Me? Or something like that with the gangs and all that. Man, yeah, set my kid straight. He put his flag down. He's like, nah, I'm not trying to be that life. You dig? So, it is what it is, but, that might be something that can help deter kids, hearing it from Boosie saying, hey, it goes down in there. I mean, don't get it twisted. There's some people that be into that. Them be the ones that be, I be looking at suspect when they be talking, I ain't scared to go to jail. Why? Why?
I ain't scared to go to jail. My ass, I ain't scared to go to jail either, goddamn, but I don't want to be in that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about being scared. It's like, what? Okay, if I did the crime, I'll do my time. I do what I have to do. Okay, I just have to make it happen. But talking about I ain't scared. What? Where they do that at, bruh? When you go to jail,
I ain't trying
wrong
to get my freedom away.
He ain't scared. Uh-huh. He meant he ain't scared to go to jail and get some dick, goddamn. Hey. Yeah, dude, I ain't scared to go to jail either.
But what'd you say, Miss Unbelievable?
I said I ain't scared, but I ain't trying to call out my freedom so much. And orange is not a cute color all the time. Mm-mm.
Hey, I don't even like orange. Tennessee sucks.
Yep.
But I am kind of happy that he went in and he ain't glorified, because some of the ones go in and they glorified. So I'm kind of glad he came out and kept it 100 though too. Like, that ain't what you want. That ain't where you want to be. It really goes down. What you see on TV is somewhat real, but when it happens to you, there ain't no way you can go and see that same person again tomorrow. You know,
right.
If it happened out, mm-hmm. you know, in the pub, out of jail, you could be like, yo, I'm coming for you. I'm going to hurt you. But, man, you got to see that person every day, and he coming for you every day. Yeah, it may not be what you want. It may not be what you want. And then you have to adapt to it and get used to it. And then you got to come out and act like nothing happened and that you straight, and you have to deal with, am I gay? You know, do I like it? So you have to go through a whole bunch. So as you would say with the kids, but it'd be an eye opener to not want to go down that path. So, yeah.
Right.
Just imagine your man right there want to braid your hair. No. No, and he's talking about get over here. I'm gonna do it anyway. What? And I can't tell you no. What? Nah.
Oh shit. You got a little motherfucker running around named Twan talking about you want your bald hairs braided. I got you, fam.
Okay.
We're going to move right along. What else we got in the entertainment news, Jazzy?
All right, we got rumor has it that Tiny might be pregnant again.
Ugh.
And the divorce from T.I. may be off.
Oh, man. Well, listen, T.I., I'm just saying.
They got pictures of her with her little baby bump.
How much is it? 100?
I don't know. From me looking at the picture, it's just like she got a little push. I mean, she did just have a baby a couple months ago, so you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure her body ain't all the way back A1.
Right.
I don't know. It's a possibility. You never know. Niggas pull out games be weak.
Hey, it is what it is. Sometimes it be good like that. You be trying to pull out, but it just won't go.
Or we lock down on that. Be like, clink, clink.
Yeah.
Or we lock it down and be like, no, you ain't going nowhere, staying in there. Now go ahead. You
going to
make a baby
with day. Oh, my goodness. You're going to turn into a Wayward Wednesday. It is what it is. I forgot what I was gonna say. I'm not even gonna lie. It is by T.I.
Yeah, that's what they saying, but you know, I don't know. She said she ain't
so
never cheated on him. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, she said she never cheated on him. That was on the episode on T.I. and Tiny. Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She said he was
a
cheater. Yeah. He was a cheater.
Yeah.
But it looked like, you know, possibility. Whatever.
See, mm-hmm. he fucked up because he got caught. She ain't mm-hmm. get caught. So why would she tell on herself? No, I ain't never cheated on you. You have not. Sure didn't. I wouldn't tell on myself either.
See?
What you mean?
See, I was just gonna say, now never get it twisted. I always thought highly of Tiny because, like you said, you know, she say she don't mess with a man, blah 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 blah. I looked at a little sideways with that Mayweather stuff, but it is what it is. But I always got high respect for her. You dig? So I want to put that out front, especially for her, T.I., their whole family, everything. I'm a big T.I. fan because I love his mind. You dig? I like his music.
Yeah.
I love how that man thinks. You dig?
But I'm a number one T.I. fan.
Why would she just say, you know, yeah, I cheated on her. Why? I mean, if you ain't get busted, I mean, think about it. I mean, there's probably somebody that told each one of us on this line and about probably everybody listening, there was somebody that told you at some time, no, baby, I'm not cheating on you. I would never do that. And that dog motherfucker was with your friend. You did your bogus ass auntie. And the little thot down the block. You did. I'm just saying. So just because a motherfucker say, I didn't do it, this motherfucker's in court every day. Hell no, I didn't do it. I know they caught me with the gun, but no, I didn't do it. You did. So, I'm kind of with you on that one. But you was about to say something there, Miss Unbelievable. My bad.
I don't even remember.
Wasn't that important. Right. So I think there was, one more thing we had in the entertainment news? Wasn't there another one?
Yes, it was. Let me go back to it.
Entertainment was amazing.
It was about the Tupac's photographer is suing Forever 21 and Urban Outfitter for a couple of million dollars.
Okay.
After claiming they illegally used his image of Tupac he owned the rights to, Danny claims two retail giants made millions off a few Tupac shirts designs that they sold in their store. But he had the copyrights and shit to it, so they was really selling his shit without his permission. So he's suing them.
Right. Because he still owns that picture no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, somebody should get fired.
They got a picture of a jersey with his name on it, his picture on the front. I guess that's the image he's suing about, though.
Yeah,
but don't they have an assistant who's supposed to check all that out? To make
sure
where the rights are?
Yep, they're supposed to, but, you know, some people be cutting corners and don't do their motherfucking job.
But now look what it costs them.
Sometimes they don't care. Yeah, sometimes they don't care. Especially big companies like that, you know what the main thing they count on? The person suing them doesn't have enough money to sue them.
True.
They'll fight you in court for 5 years. That's millions of dollars on a lawyer. That's what they do. That's what the big corporations do. Just like, who was it? Target. I believe it was Target. If you guys remember, you would walk in Target to Run DMC shirts. They got sued for that. They never cleared that.
Yeah,
but they probably make so much they can afford whatever the little lawsuit is. That's the pin.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, they got sued for that. You can't just like, so people out there, if you're making shirts and apparel and stuff like that, you can't just steal people's designs and just using it. You dig? Like, you can't just take a Tupac photo and just throw it on a shirt and be good. Like, even Jeezy had talked about before when, you know, what was it, his, what was it, that whole snowman thing he had going on, where it actually had, like, a snowman was, like, a dope boy type thing. You know what I mean? All the little local mom and pop shops, all the little vendor people, they hair up and made a bunch of them shirts, blah, 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 blah. Jeezy didn't mind himself because it was still self-promo for him, even though he wasn't making no money. But Jeezy's team wasn't going for it. They wanted to get paid. They wasn't going for it. So all them little mom and pop shops had to answer to them, and they caught up with them. You did? Hit them with lawsuits. We need that money.
Right.
You did? So yeah. So if you're out there making shirts and things like that, you better be careful. Your people going to come for their money, and a lot of times they'll just wait. They'll just wait. They'll wait a year, 2 years, let you build the money up. Go ahead, keep selling it. Ooh, it's a hot item. And then, bow, here comes the lawsuit. Because they're not going to sue you when you're broke. If you only sold three items, they're just going to send you a cease and desist. It's not enough money to go to court over three items, but let your ass start making hundreds of thousands off of print. And it can happen, people. It can happen. Off a single print.
Yes, it can.
Big, like, like a good example. Yeah, a lot of those people here when the whole thing happened with Prince. People was printing things like crazy. They weren't authorized.
No.
Prince's estate is on that ass now.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. So think about that. Also with your music. Here's a good example. Do you guys remember, y'all might be I don't know. Y'all might be a little too young. I do kind of smell Similac on the line. But y'all remember that song by Rob Bass, Joy and Pain?
Yeah.
Sunshine. Okay.
And he performed it when he was here?
Yeah. See, like, who was it? Millie Rippleton or something like that? Somebody, the original singer. I can't remember. But what happened was he got that from a producer who never got that cleared from the original people who made that song. So not only did they sample, they used the hook of it, and they got somebody else to sing it. So they took all rights away from all the people that actually had the song. So what happened was after he dropped that, they waited a little while, and they sued the hell out of him. From the story I had seen, a documentary I seen on Rob Bass, that's where I got the information from, he said that's why he went to producer, and then he stopped releasing tracks. Why? Because anything he would have released, all the money would have went to her, because he got sued because of that producer. He don't blame her. He understands her. He blames that producer because he never got that sample or that, you know, the rhythm, the melody, all that shit cleared. People don't be knowing that. You can't just steal somebody's stuff like that. No, no, no. You got to pay somebody. And hopefully, people and artists, just so you know how to get your stuff cleared, hopefully you guys are on the same platform like ASCAP or BMI. You dig? Now, if I'm on BMI and the sample I need is on BMI, they're going to make it happen. You're not going to have to pay as much. You might have to pay like $2,000, but now you got the clearance to make that money. But now, if you're not on BMI, you might be on ASCAP. They might say, oof, we going to need $5,500. Get it? So those are little nips and little tricks in the game when it comes to doing samples or using somebody else's stuff or things like that. And that's why when the bigger artists come into town and they do things with the locals, because if you're a local, you know what I'm talking about. Say if Jeezy came into town to the Twin Cities, if the promoter, the person behind it is doing things right, they'll set it up where you can do a song with Jeezy for the right fee. But you better make sure the paper's right, like through the labels and all that other stuff, because Jeezy will do something on your track. But if the label doesn't, that he signed to, doesn't give the release, you just got Jeezy on a track that you can't sell.
Right.
Because it's not released by his label.
That's good info to know, because some of these, you know, new cats coming out here don't understand, you know, when you're covering the track or even with the intro or several bars, if it even sounds like it, they coming after you. So that's good to know. You got to have your original stuff.
Here's a, Yeah, like here's a good example. I'll play the track before the night's over if you guys remind me. But I got a track that's with Slim Thug. The track is cleared, but it's not clear for digital sale. You hear me, people? I have a track with Slim Thug that is cleared, meaning I could pop it out my trunk. I could play, have it played on radio. I can do whatever I want to do with it, but I don't have clearance from his label to sell it as a digital download. So only thing I can do is basically share it online, get it, and give it away out my trunk. But it's all right, though, because
wow,
that promo itself, doing a track with him, is going to get me attention. Get it? It's going to get me attention. And be like, what? He must have did with who? What? So, get it? So you got to watch how you do it. You just got to watch how you do it. Get your paperwork right. Get it? I'm just saying.
Yep.
So that's a little bit of game for
have
today.
Have your attorneys lined up?
Why did I do it on Takeover Tuesday? I don't know. I should have did it on another line with $1.99 a minute, and then you can find out all this information.
Because you're taking it over. You're schooling them.
So let me go ahead and slap a track in right quick, break it up a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. And we'll talk about some events that's coming up and anything else you guys want to talk about. There's some people over here. Y'all didn't press one, but it's all right, though. Still got love for you. Just glad you're here. So, all right, but if you want to take over and talk about something, promote yourself, 424-243-9649. And here goes some new, let me see. Should I play some, man? No, I'm going to get into some of this. I know I got some new Drake over here. I don't know which one I want to play. Huh. Oh, well, I can't find it. So I'm going to play. No, here we go. Check it out. This is Pop Style. No, that's not it either. We're just going to play this. Just rock with me. DJ E-Monster, Takeover Tuesday. It is what it is.
Willing! Yeah. Yeah. That's Baka, he's a no long talker. Quick to let the motherfucking text slam. We don't need to hear about the next man. Dudes talk down and they get ran. Left them, get dipped from the whole ends. If killer call shots, no questions. G, wait till I'm resting. But we still got love for the West End. If it's a chit chat thing, better talk nice. Murder on the beat, so it's not nice. Skull gets hot, then I'm not nice. You tryna date her and she been, let me whop twice. Now you met her on a diss ting. Just know man like Chubbs, he's a fixer. If I ever gotta fix things. Just know man like Fifth, he's a sick guy. You get tamed, he don't miss things. Just know man like me, I'm a sixer. And I oversee the whole thing. Yeah, I pre the whole thing. Yeah, I pre the whole thing. Preem got the earth tuck, can't see the whole thing. Niggas wanna talk splits, now we need the whole thing.
Man get stoppy when we touch a button. Man catch suckers, then we touching something. Man get stuck in, yeah, we stuck in something. Man gets rapping when we suck in something. Man gets battered with a crutch or something. Man back battered, then we buck or something. If man child play it, then we chuck it something. If man start throwing, then we chucking something. I'm on the best side, got the tech lined in the whip on the left side on the death ride. Mac 10 and the special flies and the tech slide. Nutty shit like something just climbed at the X-Files. Textbook, like it's old school, like in textiles. Lighty, looking healthy, and she gets smiles. Sometime, grab a quick drink, and she gets wild. Sexy, and I rate that, and the sex style. Fuck a son, yeah, nigga, fuck a son. Rap, pink pussy, yeah, I'm fucking son. Cognac, better grab a cup of son. See like a nigga stuck or something, stuck or something. Like a nigga stuck or something. Southern monster, it's like a truck or something. Spread the pussy out, I'm about to butter something. Man gone Hollywood, it's like I'm buck or something.
Okay, that's Drake and
Giggs. Right now.
I don't know what all that was. It's called No Long Talk. Monsters Radio Live. So I guess let's see. I don't have no other entertainment news. Okay, what you got?
It says K. Michelle reveals that Nicki Minaj pulled her song from her album because she thought K was having sex with Meek Mill.
Wow.
Petty.
She petty like that. I could see that. She petty like that. I could
petty.
See it. I could see it.
K. Michelle tweeted, I was told that the song from my album was being taken from me because the rapper that gave it to me, the rapper who gave it to me, girlfriend, thought I was fucking him.
Wow. Oh, blast.
Okay.
Then she said, that was my life, my heart, my emotions. And I remember day one getting the call I never thought I would get. So I was listening to Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart in my home, Real Sex in the City, like, and I realized how hard I worked on my album. That's what she tweeted.
Wow. Woo! So Meek gave her a track, I guess, I imagine, with him on it. She did what she does to drop it on her album, and Nicki came in and had it removed?
Yes.
But wait,
all
I didn't
see
you guys with Nicki and Meek.
It says K.
Michelle.
Nope. It says K. Michelle revealed that she had a song with Nicki that was blocked and taken off because Nicki thought she was fucking Meek Mill.
Oh, okay. Okay. So her and Nicki got a song together because she thought her and Meek was getting it in. She's like, no, we're not going to do that. I mean, what would you do, though? For real, though. For real, what would you do?
Come on, don't be petty. That's money. Yes, that's money. I ain't putting my money down for, no, come on now, for no pettiness. Let the money flow for both of us. Stop playing.
Right.
Hey,
and then check your man if he's doing something different.
Right.
Boop. I think we got a decision on that. I mean, in my heart, as a normal person, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm petty with her on that one. Fuck that. I'm not going to do that. But like you said, that's money, though. You talking about big money. Fuck that. You can have that motherfucker. Give me some money. Get it.
I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm not even with him no more.
Mm-hmm. It's either, as she put it like this, this is how I will read it when I see that dick over dollars. That's how I'm going to see it. Never.
Yeah.
Right.
My dollars trump dick any day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, this
right,
dick can't pay my bills. Fuck you, mean?
Right.
Nigga, I'm trying to chase this bag, not your ass.
Right. This bread ain't going to... You can't do nothing with this bread over here. You ain't spreading it. Nah, come on now. Ain't no money in the world. You better move
right.
around. And then y'all broke up, and then you still playing with my money? Oh, come on, Craig. No. Mm-mm.
Say,
not my money.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Especially now. Oh, it'll be on my next album for sure. We're not together no more. No. I might even throw a little extra verse on there. But yeah, I'm gonna release that. We're gonna get this money.
She's salty. That's the end of the day, like. How you that salty? Mm-hmm. Like, you had her song pulled. You took your time to go have her song pulled.
Right.
So, just because you thought she was fucking your nigga, like...
And wasn't for sure?
Nah, she wasn't for sure. Nah, she ain't for sure. Don't nobody really know but you and K. Michelle, goddamn. Unless it was a camera somewhere.
Right.
But then, look who we talking about. Nicki, who been with pretty much every squad, every dude. Sorry, Nicki. Disclaimer for Monsters Radio, but she been around. So, you know, I mean, now she with Nas. Come on now. Meek, Nas, you know, a little bit of everybody. So, It next thing you know, Nas gonna be pulling some stuff away from other folks. So it's just who she is as a woman. I wouldn't even want to be on there. I'll, you know, call myself blessed. Kay.
Oh damn, her line dropped. She must have been dropping too much knowledge.
Oh for
damn.
Real?
She'll be back here in just a minute. Yeah, it dropped. Yeah, she'll be back here in a minute. So I thought she's messing with Nas. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the whole rumors with the deflated butt cheek. So, you know, now I've got a song called One Mic. Do you think he'll make a remix called One Butt Cheek? All I need is one butt cheek. I'm just saying it is what it is. Maybe that's too soon. It's too soon. My bad. Okay, she's back now. She's back. We said you were dropping too much.
I thought then.
And,
man, my phone keeps dropping all the time. My phone keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on, but it keeps dropping. But. Yeah, she just, you know, call K. Michelle Blessed, because, you know, usually when something go down like that, you don't even want to associate yourself with that type of person. So, K. Michelle may have dodged a bullet.
Man,
I
really think if it got too serious, that K. Michelle being the person she is, I fold K. Michelle heavy, like, She's one of my top artists right now. Like I listen to my foot, yeah. But I think she'll beat Nicki's ass.
Oh, for sure. Or Jazzy.
I think because you know, K. Michelle don't give a fuck. Like I think the interview where I think it was Boss Up. I think she was on she chewed their ass on live camera. Like, she don't give no fuck. She was like, y'all always in media bashing me this and that. She was like, but I'm from the hood. I don't play that shit. She was like, I'll beat y'all ass. Like, she was talking to the nigga at Boss Up, like, I'll beat your ass, my nigga. You got me fucked up. You don't know who you talking to. Yeah.
Oops.
But I like
or, you know, Nicki probably was not even coming up to K. Michelle's caliber, and K. Michelle probably just stole the show.
Right.
She probably was outshining the one who's supposed to shine.
I mean, but Nicki done had a whole bunch of beef with a whole bunch of motherfuckers. I'm like, if you was more focused on your money than you was about this motherfucking beef, you'd be way up.
True.
Way up.
Her value's going down. It's going down.
Yeah, that's all I really be hearing about Nicki is who she beefing with now. Girl, when your next album coming? Fuck this beef shit. Give us some music.
Right.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's see. What else was I gonna talk about? Oh, I do gotta put out there for people. If you do know the code word, now is the time to get it in. We'll be going off here in just a bit. You can win your tickets to Rep My City Day this coming up Saturday, June 10th. And I'll be running on the ones and twos half the day. Me and the Monsters will be in the building. We'll have apparel, gear, merch, whatever you want to call it, for sale at the event. Please come out, take pictures with us, hashtag us, and all those other great things. We got a question in a Q&A panel. Let's see. I can't even remember all the people that's going to be there. It's just going to be a lot of hot performances. We got Cyphers. Let's see, man, there's just so much, it's hard to say. You dig? Also on the ones and twos half the day is going to be Dot LaRock. You guys know him from the Twin Cities. So that's June 10th. Make sure you come out. Rep My City Day. Hey, we repping the Twin Cities, man. For real. Come out and get your promo on. So, let's see, anybody else know any other parties going on in their area? I think also, Elite Sway Management's artist, Feng Sway, he got something going on Saturday, June 10th as well, don't he?
Yes, we'll be at Club Truth in Congress. He'll be performing live. He also has a
another performance on the 24th. My other artist, Gutter, has a performance on 7/7/17. So we're shaking and moving.
Mm.
Shaking and moving.
Okay. And remember, people, when you run into us in public, if you're an artist, you might want to say hi. It's the only way you can get a straight-up free submission to Monstrous Radio. You got to give them your CD, though. You dig? So when you see Jazzy at these events, say, hey, here's my music. I'm trying to get on Monstrous Radio. All you got to do is connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, share the links, and we'll start spinning your music. You dig? So, Miss Unbelievable, you know some events coming up here pretty soon?
I do. Oh. First event is tomorrow. Game 3 starts. Warriors, Cleveland, at Cleveland, like 2-0. You forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Waka Flocka is going to be here in the Twin Cities Friday, June 30th at the Muse Vent Center. Admission, general admission is $25. On Father's Day, there's a Father's Day picnic, 3 to 7, Saturday, June 17th. I'll get the where it's at. Friday, June 30th, DJ Luke Nasty is going to be at Preve. And the 7th Annual Bully Walk, June 24th. Registration is $15, and that is at Lake Calhoun. So if you're looking for something to do in the Twin Cities, St. Paul area, these are some of the things that is up on in June.
That's what's up.
Going down
that's
in June.
I think we should try to get people, some of the fans, the people that listen to Monstrous Radio, and my personal DJ E-Monster fans and music fans, just plain ass E-Monster. I think we should rally up for that bully thing. You dig? A whole bunch of us go out there and bully a nice way. Bully people with kindness. You know what I mean? If we can get like 30 people all wearing Monstrous Radio shirts and we all just go out there and turn up. You know what I mean? I mean, we ain't going to take over the event, but I'm just saying we can show up in numbers and show that we support no bullying. Matter of fact, I got a lady who's going to start getting into what we do here with Monstrous Radio. She'll probably come in on Comic Cafe Urban Therapy. She actually does motivational speaking, and she talks about bullying. She actually asked me before to come and speak at one of her events because I was bullied. You dig? I was bullied in sixth grade by a girl. I ain't scared to tell nobody. That's right. We'll talk about it. Make sure you tune into the show. I'll tell you how it all went down. But, you know, but I think that's a big thing, you know what I mean, especially with the kids and everything, bullying and people. Don't think bullying is just kids, though. There's adult bullies out here. For real, for real. I got some friends that tried to bully me before. You dig? And it always ended up being one of those situations. You know how, like, you end up with your best friend, but it was somebody you was going to fight when y'all first met? You dig? You'd be like, nah, motherfucker, da da da. Y'all don't actually end up fighting, or y'all do, but then y'all end up being, like, super, super cool because that respect level is there. You dig? So, yeah, it's like that situation. So I think we should rally up and do something big with that.
If you want to rally mm-hmm. for the bullying, I did put the link on my Sis Radio on Facebook, so you can look on there. And then I'll share it again, the flyer again. On Monsters Radio, so you can see it more than one time on there. And you can also see it on Misunderstanding's website. Misunderstanding.com.
Okay.
So and there you it tell is. Them that I sponsor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. We only got like 6 minutes left to go. So all right, I still got to spin. I don't know. Maybe I'll spin my track, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Don't forget tomorrow we got Frank Footer. He'll be on the show tomorrow. I know it's usually a wet Wednesday, but we're just gonna be wild tomorrow. The last 30 minutes will be the wet Wednesday, the slow music. That's right. But we're gonna get this interview with this guy, Frank Footer, tomorrow. He's on the rise. He's a strong artist coming up. And you know how I do it. I try to do the interviews with them here to get people here, especially in the Twin Cities, familiar with them. I think he could do great things out here at entertaining our fan base. He'll be on the show tomorrow, Frank Footer. I'll have the flyers and everything up by the morning. So make sure you guys like, comment, share those when you see them. But, yeah, that's tomorrow. Frank Footer right here on Monstrous Radio Live. He also got a sexy track as hell, but, yeah. Matter of fact, I'll play his new track on my way up out of here. I think it's called, you know what, I'll get to it. I ain't finna mess it all up. I'm known for that. You did. So, all right, ladies, y'all got any last words you guys want to say or anything else you guys want to put out there?
No, I do want to give a shout-out to Making It Magazine, K100 Radio, Big Health and the Nerve DJs. I had went to an event that was great. Ended up networking with a lot of people, meeting a lot of people. So I just want to give them a major shout-out for doing what they do. And everything is me. You feel me? So shout-out to them for doing their thing.
I heard about it. Now, that's a networking party. Free food, free liquor. That's what's up. That's what's up. I even heard some of the DJ cores was down there. One of my DJ cores, X-Squad DJs, was down there.
Oh, yeah. They was there. My bad. I forgot about them. They was.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, X-Squad got a lot of good things coming up. So, what about you, Miss Unbelievable? You got anything else you
want to
put out there? Any vibrations?
I just want to put out there, you know, summer is coming up. School is about to be out. I need everyone to be safe. There was a few, you know, shootings already over north. I just need everybody to, you know, be safe. Remember the babies are out. They're trying to enjoy their summer. And just let's get these parks, have something to do for them. And let's remember that it's hot. And check on your elders, check on your family, check on your friends. Get out to events that we have coming up in July and June, and just enjoy your life. Shout out to my grandbabies, my kids, Iman, to Jenny.
Okay. There it is. So, all right, matter of fact, ladies, yeah, I got to talk to each one of you guys about getting you guys' basically, I'm going to make a thing with you guys on monstrousradio.com. So all we got to do is tell people go here and they can find you. And then when they hit it, you know what I mean, they'll go to your Facebook or any other page that you want to get. So you guys look for that coming up here real soon. Let's see. What else did I have to put out there? Ooshie. This is live radio. So y'all know what it is. Ain't no script. So I ain't got nothing in front of me. Ain't no script. It's all live. So I guess I'll just go ahead before we get up out of here while I still got some time left. I'll go ahead and jump into this Frank Footer track. Now, I really want to play this. You know what? I said I was going to play his newest track. It's called Hit a Lick, but I'm going to play a different one on my way up out of here. We're going to turn it up a little bit, get a little juicy on our way up out of here. So check it out, y'all. Tomorrow, tune in to this guy right here. He'll be on the show, Frank Footer, Monstrous Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wet and Wild Wednesday.
Well, yeah. This your boy Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the homie E-Monster. What's good?
Tryna kick it off, I'm with it tonight, I'm trying to trick it off. The money keep me motivated, so I smile for the haters cause I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list, we the team that get it poppin', so what's happening? Better be body, keep the strap, bitch. Just talking that trap shit and get your clap queen. I'ma knock it out the park and she throw it at me. You know your king when she call your daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
Throw it. Woo!
popping for a real nigga. Cause she ain't worried about them little niggas. Cause little niggas never get the picture. And real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit. So I'ma leave you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fucked. But don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw it. Woo! Money in the air.
Monster US Radio with a roar.